still can't get over it. We're in the very twilight of the year 2025. Christmas Eve, 2025. And only because of you, the viewers and listeners, despite the Democratic Party, $300 plus million dollars they admit they spent in court trying to shut us down, we are still here. We still have a path to save InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, the URL, the studio, you are the InfoWar. I am the InfoWar. This crew is the InfoWar. We will continue on dauntless. We have not yet begun to fight. So, coming up, next segment, General Flynn on the deep state's operations to try to stage a revolution, a civil war. MTG on the legislation she's been trying to pass and passing, and what happened with her and Trump, and can we talk her into staying in Congress? That's coming up. And then Alexander Dugin is going to be joining us. They call him Putin's brain. They murdered his daughter a few years ago with a bombing. Those are guests like Dugin nobody else gets. You want to hear what they have to say. It's important. It's coming up today. And the globalists know we're winning. All they can try to do is get us to infight and destroy ourselves. And we've seen a lot of efforts at that. And a lot of people putting out disinformation and saying, if you don't salute that disinformation, if you don't support those lies, you're a traitor. No, we're about credibility. We're about not making stuff up to undermine our enemies, but telling the truth to promote freedom and get people to join us. But so much of this stuff we're seeing against TPUSA and against Trump is made up, and they're not even our enemies. It's our enemies manipulating through that system to do that, and I'm not going to stand for it. So we've got updates on that coming up as well. But the biggest thing I want to point out is this. I know it comes off like Chicken Little or Boy Who Cried Wolf. But you can look it up. It's on record. It happened. The attempts to shut us down, sending in armed security guards to close us, fake auctions, trying to sell us to the Onion. All that failed. And now our enemies are totally silent. They got a state receiver coming in claiming next month, next year, they're going to have a public auction. And we've got good guys that want to buy it. We'll see if they actually allow a real auction. If the bad guys buy it, that's what it is. We go to the Alex Jones Network. But I'm not holding my breath. But every day we're still on air is beautiful. And it's paradoxical because even if we have a good auction, but we haven't had the funds to continue on, we'll shut down ahead of that and the enemy wins. And we're right there with just right on the edge of the red, in the red. Every day it goes back and forth. That's how God keeps us, I guess, honest. So God makes it about you, whether or not this operation is going to succeed or not. We have a lot of new amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. Creatine gummies with the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams daily allowance every day. Not just good for your muscles, but incredible for your cognitive systems and brain. Look up creatine and brain function. You want energy with no letdown? Mix it with methylene blue. Other products, incredible. Thealexjonesstore.com. And this is the big one. This is ultra methylene red. It would take hours to go and everything that's in it. This was very popular the first two runs. We limited runs. Another run, this one bigger, thank God, because it sold out in like 5 days the other two times, just came in. Ultra Methylene Red is now back in stock, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm so excited it finally got back in because people loved it. 5-star reviews. And it just went back on the site today. It's selling very well. And that's great because we have a $300,000 underage going into February projected out. That's okay. That's not that much money. You got all this crew, all the servers, the lawyers, all the expense. That's not that bad an underage. We can get that if you just get the products, plus they're amazing. And I just told Bigley, I said, just get the products and we'll be fine. And it's happening. So wonderful on this Christmas Eve. And I always come to you because you're who aids and comforts us. You're who funds us. You who runs this operation. You are the ones that are behind InfoWars. I was going to ask, who's behind this? Who makes the decisions? Well, I do. But you make the ultimate decision whether to support us or not. Keep us on air. And for that, I'm very humbly thankful. We'll be right back. Stay with us with General Flynn.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. taste great and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the CMOS and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
Michael Flynn is our guest for the next 20 minutes or so. He's the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former national security advisor to the president, and decades ago predicted exactly what would happen with China and so much more. So he's also a visionary. He's a true American patriot. Everybody knows that. And everybody's been listening to him for a long time. But everything he's saying now is really breaking through at the White House to the president. Because Flynn's told Trump this stuff, and they talk. But, you know, Trump's busy. You got to stay on him with this. But now you've got the chief of staff, you have the deputy chief of staff, Miller, you've got all these other talk show hosts saying we're being approached by Trump's CIA, saying this is a color revolution, that's what the Seditious Six is, that's what all these attacks on Hegseth are that have been proven to be total hoaxes. He wasn't even in on the call, striking the boat twice. And this is all ahead of a big event, false flag, this is on Fox News now, to discredit Trump. That is the final piece. Now, this audience knows that. General Flynn knows that in his sleep. The point is we're getting major traction. And if you expose that all these heads of the Hydras, the NGOs, the Somali garbage, the wars, the borders, is all coming out of this group, the American people can get that and then get behind Trump instead of fighting each little piece of it. And so that's my summation. But General Flynn, please brief us on the latest developments, where this is going, what we need to do as the American people, and what President Trump needs to do, sir.
Yeah, Alex, thanks very much. And I'll tell you, just for your audience and for many, many that will listen to this, the only reason why we're able to break through what is happening, break through this, you know, what is essentially this color revolution that's been going on for the better part of a decade now, is because of voices like yours, and there are other influencers out there who got it a long time ago and have continued to beat this drum. So we need to keep doing this because it is working. We are being effective in getting the word out. Now, I will say, in fact, the last time I think it was on your show, I kind of laid out, you know, the essence of the color revolution and the stages that we are in, the steps that are being taken against us to be able to continue to undermine, you know, the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Trump is now starting to really understand the depth and the extended period of time that we have been that this revolution has been ongoing. Others have talked about a counter-revolution. I've labeled this as a form of the CCP's unrestricted warfare, which is essentially the conduct of a war without rules. I mean, many of the things that I'm now concerned about, and one of the things that I'm concerned about, and this has to do with Venezuela, I'm really concerned that we might see, because there's competing camps that are trying to get Trump's ear on which direction we should take in Venezuela. Never mind, you know, what we're learning about Russia and Ukraine and what's happening in Gaza. We can talk about that if you want. But what I'm concerned about, and I talked to a great friend of mine over the weekend, we talked about the Gulf of Tonkin false flag that got us into the depths of the Vietnam War, you know. And so at a certain point in time, everything that's going on down in Venezuela, down in the Gulf of America now, I will start to feel like we're being drawn into something that we don't necessarily want to be in. What we really want is what do I want? I want Maduro to be told, leave, you know, get the hell out of Dodge. And then allow the Venezuelan people to bring in basically the government that they voted for in the likes of a couple of different people. And they, from everything I understand, they have a really good plan to be able to execute if Maduro is out of there. But we have to be, and this is really for President Trump and his team, but for the American people to understand, we have got to be careful that we don't get drawn into something and and a false flag is created. False flags are you know, this is something that our intelligence community, and particularly the CIA, has done a lot of over many, many years to draw us into wars that are unnecessary. We're in Eastern Europe, you know, because it was unnecessary that it happened in 2014 during the Maidan Revolution. The CIA and the State Department were a big part of that under the Obama regime. The Biden regime, all they did was exacerbate the problem. We wouldn't have any of the death and the killing that's ongoing over there. We wouldn't be where we were had Donald J. Trump been able to stay in power during the stolen election of 2020. And so, you know, that mess is still going on. But I'm really concerned about what's happening in our own neighborhood. What I don't want is the Chinese, I don't want the CCP to own beachfront property here in the, you know, here in our hemisphere, right? Beachfront property in front of the United States of America, which is essentially what they do now. So what the, and I know I'm kind of honing in on Venezuela in this case, but I'm using it as an example of these sort of revolutions and this arena of unrestricted warfare that we are involved in. Now, all that said, I have been saying for a long, long time, the infiltration of principally the CCP and mainly the CCP, but there are also elements. You can go back to, you can go back 40 or 50 years, but the infiltration into our government by Cuban elements, certainly by Venezuelan elements, but the Venezuelan elements are more tactical. They're, you know, the trend of Aragua that we've learned about over the last, you know, this past year. Those are elements that have been creeping into our society, not since Donald Trump came into office or even during the last 4 years. They've been coming into the United States of America for a couple of decades. And they operate tactically to run these different drug cartels that have been operating in the streets of America. The Cubans, however, working with the Russians initially and now the Chinese, they've been infiltrating inside of our government for a long, long time. And so when I say infiltrating inside of our government,
we're talking about Mayor Bass of L.A. is an admitted Cuban intelligence asset.
There's people in prison right now that were spying for the Cubans. They're in prison right now. They were closely tied to people inside of our government. So this infiltration is not just some Cuban that's sitting inside of the State Department or inside of the intel community. It's people who they recruit and then they get to work for them. And I'm not talking about, you know, this many. I'm talking about lots. I'm talking about 10 times that or more, maybe 1,000 times that, because it's been going on for so long.
Well, Roger Stone, you know, is married to a Cuban lady and is deep in the Cuban community. He says like a third or more of Republican officials, including some in Congress that say they're conservative, are on the payroll for decades of the Cuban intelligence.
Yeah, it's very, very important to understand that. And so, you know, how deep does that go? How high up in our administration, this current administration, never mind the left, how high up does it go? Does it go to the, you know, the undersecretary level? Does it go to a secretary level? You know, these are the kinds of things that our government has to be dealing with and looking at. And I know President Trump is smartening up to all of this. He understands all of this. What he is learning again as president the second time is how difficult it is to break through these cement walls. These aren't glass barriers. These are cement walls that are thick and they got barbed wire inside of the cement. It's that hard to break through the Department of Justice, the U.S. intelligence community, particularly the CIA and other elements in our government. I mean, even in Department of War, there's subversives operating in there that have been.
And that's where I was going briefly. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the admiral, they said Hegseth told the truth. They called, said we're cleared of fire. He said do it. He went on to his next thing. He wasn't there. He didn't watch. They talked to the judge advocate generals. They said hit the boat again. That's standard procedure. Yeah. All of that was a lie. So it wasn't just a leak. It was classified fake leak to undermine the president and the secretary of defense. That's sabotage. That's treason. I saw Hegseth, who I think is a good guy overall, very smart in ways. Yeah. I saw him saying, whoever the Wall Street Journal sources or whoever the Washington Post sources are, Washington Post, suck. No, they don't suck. They lied on purpose. Part of the whole don't follow the illegal order narrative for the soft coup. So we need to find out who did that, and they need to be charged with serious crimes. Correct, General?
I mean, 100%. I mean, This is a period of an age, even though they tried to physically assassinate Donald Trump, and he needs to be very careful. The director of the Secret Service, you know, they need to protect that man. You know, I mean, like they should all the time. But what they do and what they're trying to do to Pete Hegseth, and frankly, they tried to do it to Tulsi before, whenever there's bad news for them, and particularly the Seditious Six, what they try to do is they then try to assassinate by narrative. And this is a tactic of the left. To assassinate by narrative. I mean,
it was a total lie. Like Trump saying the KKK are fine people. He said they're horrible people. They just lie.
Right, right. So I mean, they will continue to lie. They will continue to target those of us whose voices matter. Those of us who are standing up and standing our ground. You're one of them. You know, and your great audience that has continued to support you. And thank God that they have, because we need your voice. We need other voices that are out there. You're about to have one, I guess when Patrick comes in, today or tomorrow. But I mean, we need to have these voices right now who understand the geopolitical environment that we are in, as well as the homeland security environment that we need. And right now there's a balance that Donald J. Trump is trying to do. He's trying to balance everything that the American American national security needs to make sure that we stay on top of overseas, right? And trade and all the stuff and all the different wars that are going on, the reconstruction efforts.
But if he doesn't go after the deep state, it's not going to matter.
It will not matter one iota. That's the second part of this thing, is this homeland security environment. And I'm not talking about securing the borders or getting rid of all these illegals. I'm actually talking about basically getting in and revolutionizing our government. I mean, reforming our government, getting inside of the components of our government that actually are doing damage to his ability to be able to lead this country.
And he has the bully pulpit, as you said 2 weeks ago. As you said 2 weeks ago, he needs to address the nation. He's done it in little ways and through his surrogates. A week after you said that, I saw the surrogates go out. It was confirmed. They listened to you. They said this is true. They had a CIA briefing literally telling the media this. So that's a huge breakthrough, but it's not a one-off. It's got to be the war drum of we have these criminal group inside that's generating all these attacks. It's the mothership firing all the torpedoes. You got to take it out. So I saw you on Bannon. Can you elaborate on this? I know Trump wanted you back. I know you could do a lot on the outside, but you said, no, I'm out of this. And even when I tried to get you to run for president when Trump wasn't sure he was, you said, no, I think we're going to draft Trump. But I saw you say, won't you elaborate, that you're ready to be brought back in. And I'm telling you, there's nobody as good as you, General. And I know you're like George Washington. You want to be at the farm. I know you're out in the country fighting the tyranny. But is it time for us to really pressure Trump? And where would he bring you in?
Well, in terms of coming, going back into the government, number one, President Trump understands that I have remained loyal to him, but not loyal to a fault. He knows if I disagree with him, I'll let him know that. And I have. He's been very supportive and he's working his tail off. I mean, the man is now he's going to go around, the country and basically rally until 2026 to make sure that we stay in the House. So he's got to do that. I mean, I am in different roles right now that I play, so to speak, on behalf of trying to continue to protect this country from being destroyed. And I want people to understand that this is not about, the left and the right, the Democrat and Republican, conservatives and liberals. This is about a completely different ideological underpinning that the left wants in this country. And what is most concerning to me, and they call it the Red-Green Alliance, I call it the Axis of Resistance, is this coming together of communists and Islamists in this country that are not just showing up in mosques or showing up.
They sign up with the Democrats for every form of fraud.
Everything. Everything. And inside of our Congress right now, I mean, when they did a recent vote on making sure that, we didn't allow socialism in our government. It was like 92 of them voted against it, like that they voted for the idea that socialism was OK. So how many do we have? I used to say about 25%. Maybe it's more like 50%. And it's not just the Democrats. I actually think that there's probably some, Republicans in name only when you start looking at voting records. So the bottom line here is whatever I end up doing, I'll continue to do what I'm doing, which I have a passion for.
Oh, you're very effective right now. I just saw you say I mean, when you play the clip, you're just like, well, yeah, okay, they asked me to serve, I will.
Yeah. I mean, if I serve anyway, if the president came and said, hey, Mike, you know, I'd like to have you come back into the government in some capacity. How best do you think that you can help? And I have I have a large network of people around the world, as well as right here in this.
But what you have is the 360, 35,000 exactly. Full spectrum thing. You need to be commanding the task forces to go after the deep state. Like we had Doge with Elon, they should bring him back. We need you in there as a national security roving czar to working with Ed Martin to go after the deep state.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said on Steve Bannon the other day that, you know, they would shit their pants if he brought me in as the czar to, you know, to basically, you know, get after the deep state. You know, I looked at a video this morning, Alex, of me on Al Jazeera back in 2015 this morning. And in that video, somebody sent it to me and said, man, you ought to play this one again. I might post it on my X site later.
Please
today.
Do. We'll play it or send it to me, please.
Yeah, but in that video, I was talking to it was on Al Jazeera, and I was doing a debate with a guy, you know, the host of the Al Jazeera at that time. And I was talking about the rise of ISIS. I was talking about the threat to our homeland. I was talking about Syria and the Free Syrian movement that we now, you know, I mean, like everything that I said, it's about probably a 3-minute clip. It's all happened. That was 10 years ago. Everything that I said. And the guy was like, you know, at the time he's calling me a conspiracy theorist. Really? He's saying, no, how can, you know, you're wrong. But I didn't go on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News. I went on Al Jazeera. I went into the, you know, into the bowels of hell, really, because Al Jazeera has been a mouthpiece for these terrorist networks around the world.
And by the way, one week before the terror attack in D.C. on the Guard, you said in the next few months, look for the jihadis to start hitting. Now it's been confirmed that he was in communication, very close, working with the guy that tried to suicide bomb Fort Worth. So now it's come out that he that the shooter in D.C., he's on video, he's not a suspect, mm-hmm. he's on video shooting the guard, that he was being commanded by some group.
Yeah. And the media, the big media, didn't want to tie those two guys together. In fact, they didn't even want to report on the potential bombing suspect in Fort Worth at all. They wanted that one to die because they didn't want to all of a sudden go, shoot, these guys, you know, what other coordinated attacks are being planned? I mean, we're getting ready to go into the holiday season here. And this
we
is
had
a perfect
groups connected
time
to them shoot up the baseball right. field, and shoot the coach. Exactly. This is really so. Are they
very real?
Are they probing or? I mean, what's happening?
Well, last thing I think is it's complexity, right? What we're looking at is cause chaos, cause a level of complexity that this government, Donald J. Trump's government, has a difficult time handling, in addition to all the other problems that they have. And that is a form of warfare. It is an unrestricted form of warfare. Yep, fight them economically. Yep, fight them
sabotage.
Politically. Fight them, but. You know, fight them in the information domain with whatever they got, you know, their control over TikTok and other social media platforms, but do physical things as well. Things like, you know, railroads and buses and trains and bombs at Fort Worth, or shoot a couple of National Guardsmen inside of Washington, D.C. I mean, these are not things that are just made up shit, right? This is stuff that actually has happened. And what we've got to make sure of is that in this White House, who knows about that? Who's actually staying on top of it? Is it some small cell that's briefing the president of the United States? I don't think so. And that's where a guy like me plays in. Or is it our CIA or is it our intelligence community that we're spending, you know, God knows, $80, $100 billion?
Isn't it encouraging, and I've confirmed this, that they did send a group of CIA to tell Fox, Newsmax, and a bunch of others, hey, this is a rogue CIA group. This is all an attempt to overthrow the country, which we already know is true. That shows that Trump's starting to get real traction, which we haven't seen any in the CIA from Ratcliffe. I mean, that's encouraging. That's at least the CIA fighting with itself.
Yeah, and I think it's because of pressure by the president. I don't think it's because they've done it on their own. I don't think Ratcliffe did it on his own. I think the president put his finger in Ratcliffe's chest and said, get this shit fixed right away and start doing more. And make sure that if
Ratcliffe's exactly telling him he wants to hear, oh, yes, sir, we know it's the rogue CIA. Oh, well, I'm fixing it. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what reforms have we seen in that organization? I'm not talking about marginal reforms. I'm not talking about moving boxes around on a line and block chart. I'm talking about whole cloth reform. I mean, there's been some great ideas about what to do about it, but we haven't seen that, you know, and that kind of, I mean, these are big issues. But
sir, I don't mean to cut you off. You've got to go soon. I keep you for 10 hours. I've got so many questions. But real quick, as you mentioned this, and hey, maybe I'm going to talk about it. You know what you want to talk about. What Trump coming out saying, Zelensky, you're basically a dictator. Ukraine's not a democracy. You're almost 2 years in after no election time because he wouldn't even read the peace plan. And so that's a good sign. So where are we going there? Are we forced to pull out of NATO because they're committed to go to war with Russia, but they can only do it with us? Well, what's happening there, sir?
Yeah. I posted the other day that I thought that basically we've seen the end of NATO. I don't think that the reason why NATO was created was post World War II, and that time frame is gone. It is no longer a defensive chartered organization. They want to go to war with Russia. That is total bullshit. We have got to seriously consider at least threatening it, and certainly considering pulling out of NATO. Now that's going to get all kinds of cards and letters into your show, and certainly death threats to me. But this is the kind of nonsense. And the European Union is NATO. NATO is the European Union. And the European Union leadership, what they do is they get together with Zelensky recently. There's a great picture. They're all telling Zelensky, hey, keep fighting, keep going, because it's money. There's a military, industrial, and security state complex in Europe, just as there is in the United States of America. And both of them are working in collusion to maintain the boogeyman of Russia. And all that's happening is Russia is falling further and further under the umbrella of China. And the more Russia falls under the umbrella of China, then we have a formidable enemy. We have a formidable adversary.
And it's supercharging
major nuclear powers.
Exactly. It's supercharging BRICS, all of it, which was always U.S. policy to not have them come together. I mean, what you're saying is correct U.S. proven doctrine. Why are the globalists going against against the West interest, even though they are fighting with the Chinese? They're only thinking one-dimensionally.
Again, unrestricted warfare, war without rules, right? So the globalists, but what's happening is the globalists, and they are a strong bloc. BRICS is part of it. You know, and you go India, China, wait a second, these guys are fighting each other.
So you're saying the globalists are really doing this to actually empower China?
Oh, in a huge, huge way. I mean, in a huge way. They see China as the rising star for this coming century, and this sort of the globalist leadership bloc wants to work very closely with them.
And notice how the EU is completely aligned with China now while they attack Russia, knowing it's driving Russia into China's arms. The Russians have got to be sophisticated enough to know that, right?
And another comment about the European Union and, you know, countries like the United Kingdom and France. These are not people go, oh, they're falling apart. They're falling to this. No, that's exactly what they want. So if you have, you know, 10% or 12% popularity rating in France for Macron or the UK for Starmer, I mean, they don't care. They're going to continue to move in the direction that they have been directed to move in. They're not working for their people. They're working for the globalist cabal that still emanates out of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. We have got to
General
Trump as well.
GeneralFlynn.com. I'm going to twist your arm unless you've got a 2 minute break. Just do 5 more minutes to put bookends on this. This is so important. Let me tell you about this. Our sponsor, Bigly, and the products they have at TheAlexJonesStore.com are whatever the highest source, best quality, highest rated products are, we go out and private label them, and in some cases, soup them up and make them even better. So we did a year ago a survey, what do listeners want? And you wanted methylene blue, you wanted beef tallow that Kennedy talks about, which I know is great for cooking and is so much better for you than seed oils, and you wanted high-quality Shilajit. We brought you all the best. They've sourced the best. This is so heavy. This is so huge. Tiny little scoop of this with whatever you're cooking makes it taste so great, whether it's potatoes, whether it's eggs, whatever you're cooking. Beef tallow is so delicious. This is concentrated beef tallow, private label from the top ones in the country. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients. Unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage, beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today, and then lock in a bigger discount. You can cancel anytime for free at AlexJonesStore.com. Beef tallow has been all the rage. It's what the listeners asked for. We've got the best for you right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And separately, creatine of the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligram gummies, huge container of them. Look into neurological studies, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's so good for young people, old people. Everybody needs it. Got it, two flavors, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's your funding this operation that makes it all possible. I need your support. I am funded by you. I am supported by you. And I'm battling the Democrat Party law firms that have been trying to shut us down, and we've been winning thanks to your support. But it takes money to fight this war. So don't wait. Get our creatine gummies. Get the new incredible beef tallow. Just as amazing or more is the bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks from cow's milk is the ultimate combo of super nutrients. You name it, for your immune system, your clarity, your focus, your hair, your skin, your nails. It's crazy. These are the best products. These are amazing. They will change your life. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel anytime for free. The minute you become a VIP in your profile, you get $40 to spend instantly, making $10. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for standing with us. We'll never back down, never give in, but we could give out without your support. So you are the reason we're still here, and I thank you and salute you for it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Welcome to TheAlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Power up today.
Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
MTG, I really appreciate you giving us this interview in your busy schedule. We can go wherever you want first. Obviously, the legislation, what's happening in Congress, this, what you've introduced here, H.R. 3492. Maybe we should hit that first, but go wherever you want. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Alex, and it's so good to see you and talk to you today. And I really want to talk about this important bill real quick so that all of your viewers know exactly what's happening with the bill and the games that are being played in Washington right now to stop it. This bill is called the Protect Children's Innocence Act. It's a bill, a signature legislation of mine that I had introduced in Congress for years now. This was one of the top campaign promises by President Trump and Republicans in 2024 to make it a felony, criminalize the transing of children, of minors, anyone under 18. This is the most common sense thing that we can do as a country. Many other countries have already banned the ability to trans a child in their countries. The United States of America needs to do the same. And so what my bill will do is it will stop the genital mutilation of children, stop mastectomies on teenage girls. It will stop the castration of boys and minors and males. It will also stop the chemical castration of children with puberty blockers and all types of hormonal drugs given to them. This is an over 70% issue across the country among Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And kids just need the right. They need the right to be protected, to allow them to grow up before they ever make permanent changes to their body. I think this is so smart and common sense, but I got to tell you, Alex, I am today being fought on this issue like you would not believe. I have the trans mafia outside of my office screaming at me when I walk outside of my office door to go vote or go to meetings. And just, and I want you to know, it has been a hard process. I know many of the viewers are saying, why haven't they passed this bill yet? Why haven't Republicans got this done? And that is our major complaint this entire year, Alex, as we have watched failure after failure here in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives to bring good legislation to the floor that President Trump supports. My bill, as a matter of fact, he supports it so much, he signed an executive order on this very legislation earlier this year. But Congress has to pass the bill in order to make it a law. Otherwise, everything President Trump has done by executive order becomes temporary, Alex. And that means that this executive order that makes it a federal law, makes it a felony to trans children, minors under 18. That means the whole thing is temporary, and the next Democrat president can simply switch it back the other way, and then we'll see, just like we did in the Biden administration, the massive support from Democrats for transing children. These are kids that aren't even old enough to get a tattoo. They're not old enough to join the military. They aren't old enough to register to vote. Many of them that go through this are not even old enough to legally drive a car. However, this is something Republicans need to do, and every Republican needs to vote for it. Alex, we're supposed to get to vote on this tomorrow, but I got to tell you, I am so disappointed. I'm in a major fight with someone from Texas, one of my Republican colleagues, and that's Chip Roy, who is running for attorney general in the state of Texas. And he is trying to introduce an amendment to change the exact wording of my bill. He's trying to introduce that amendment on the Rules Committee that I'm going to go be speaking on here in about 30 minutes to an hour. And his amendment would protect Gavin Newsom's sanctuary state trans child policies and would continue their ability at all of these privately funded pediatric gender clinics. It would protect those privately funded pediatric
clinics. I believe you. I'm going to pull it up. You're telling me Chip Roy is trying to do carve-outs to have islands where they can continue to do this incredible satanic child abuse?
Yes.
That is shocking. What happened to him?
Well, you know, I have no idea. I can't understand the reasoning for it. He's trying to limit the scope of my bill in the Commerce Clause. My Commerce Clause is comprehensive. It covers every single...
Well, wait, the Commerce Clause, the feds are allowed to have federal charges for murder. So can the states.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
We also have federal laws on child abuse. We have federal laws on child sex trafficking. We have federal laws on all types of abuse.
Well, exactly. That would
children.
Be like saying... Federally, child sex slavery is illegal, but not in California. I mean, this
exactly.
is pure child abuse. How? What? Who, I'm really upset now.
Yes, I'm upset, too. As a matter of fact, I've been fighting him via text message. This all just came about. I found out about it about an hour ago. I'm in the process of trying to talk him into pulling his amendment from the Rules Committee. This was an amendment that he supported when it already went through the Judiciary Committee. This is an amendment that every Democrat wants to vote for. And this amendment, what it does is it changes the Commerce Clause in my bill and limits the scope to only institutions that that receive federal funding.
Wow,
well,
so
of course
he's just
we don't
literally...
want federal funding.
Chip Roy is giving...
My bill already stops federal funding, Alex. My bill stops federal funding, but my bill also makes it... It criminalizes every single form of so-called gender-affirming care for minors. Every form. That means Gavin Newsom's laws in California would be null and void because federal law, and exactly what President Trump's executive order does, it makes it a federal law that you cannot... perform any type of so-called gender-affirming care.
Stay right there. We'll be right back. H.R. 3492, so important. You fought for years to finally get to a vote. It's out of committee. Here comes Chip Roy of everybody. I was like a deer in the headlights with that. I think he's a good guy. And you know the break said, no, he's ignorant. So that's good. Let's give him and his staff and all of them the facts. What's really happening here with this amendment?
Well, so on the screen right now, you're showing Chip Roy's amendment to my bill. And if anybody is watching right now, call his office and tell him to stop this, to pull his amendment. We need the Protect Children's Innocence Act to pass in whole, in its entirety. It's already passed through Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan's committee, and it went through with full support, and now it has to go through the Rules Committee, but Chip Roy is on the Rules Committee. And so he is trying to gut the Commerce Clause in my bill. My bill makes it comprehensive, puts people in prison if they perform any type of gender-affirming care on a minor anywhere in the United States of America. This defeats Gavin Newsom, defeats California child sanctuary, child trans sanctuary laws. It defeats it completely. But Chip Roy's amendment will allow it to continue in states like California or any other child trans sanctuary state. Kids just need to grow up, Alex. This isn't about people being gay or how they identify.
No, I totally agree. But just to be clear, as you're explaining during the break, because it's just broke. Explain. He thinks he's doing something better, but I even know the Commerce Clause.
This is such a misstep by Chip Roy, and he needs encouragement, especially by the people in Texas, to tell him this is not a good idea, Chip. If you want to be Attorney General of the state of Texas, we need you to be as strong as possible, and we need you to stop it completely. And he has
explain to people like you did
right
during the break to me.
Congress to stop it completely.
You explained to me during the break real quick how what your bill does versus what he thinks he's doing, the problem with it.
I don't know. Chip Roy went through law school, Alex. He should know better. I think he is being misled. I don't know by who, but this is a horrible decision he's making, especially if he wants to be the Attorney General of the state of Texas for the people, the great people in Texas. They want people like Ken Paxton. They want fighters, and they want someone that will stand up to Gavin Newsom. His amendment allows Gavin Newsom to continue what he's doing with these awful, it's child abuse. It's sexual child abuse. It's castration of minors. It's mastectomies of minors. It's chemical castration of minors. We should never limit the scope of that. That should be criminalized on every single aspect. This is the most common sense thing to do. Let me go a step further, though, Alex. I want to talk about how hard it was for me to get a vote on this bill. Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson promised me a vote on this bill back in September of this year, and I had been demanding it and asking for it all year long now that we have a supermajority. Well, it didn't come to the floor, and it didn't come to the floor. So last week, I had to take another step. I had to vote no on the rule for the NDAA blocking the bill to go forward for a vote. And I had to hold my no vote while I negotiated with Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson is I want a date for a vote on this bill. This is a campaign promise by Republicans for the entire year of 2024. It has been a campaign promise for Republicans for multiple years now. And I had to do that and literally hold back the NDAA from going forward, the National Defense Authorization Act. I had to hold it back from going forward until I got it scheduled for tomorrow. The final vote is tomorrow. But to now be fought on the Rules Committee at the last minute by Chip Roy is absolutely insane. I just can't believe all the games that go on here in Congress. I'll go forward. I want to reassure your viewers. Once I voted yes on the rule to move forward on the National Defense Authorization Act, I voted no on final passage of that bill. And I'll tell you why, Alex. I promised no more foreign wars, no more foreign aid, and I refused to vote for that, and I have never voted for it. So I voted no on the final funding for our Pentagon, for the entire Department of War, because they have so much foreign aid and funding for foreign wars in that bill, and I just can't vote for that. I'm America first. I don't care who gets mad at me. I support our great military, but I will not fund all of these countries anymore. And
I agree with you. So the time we have left, let me just talk about this.
Okay.
The fact that this is an election winner to get something done, more importantly, it's the right thing to do for children. Europe's already ahead of us banning it. And the fact that when I saw the news headlines, just to be mean, she's holding up the defense bill. No, you've been trying to get this done for years. And now they promised you and then they weren't going to do it. And that's what I'm told by other congresspeople, that so many Republicans act like they're for election integrity, act like they're anti-abortion, act like they're against the trans cult movement. But they actually don't do it when it comes time to vote because they're getting money. And I wonder if Chip Roy, I'm just asking the question, has gotten some of that Pritzker money or something. Because this is where the rubber meets the road. And that's why I'm sad you're leaving. I'm not saying you're wrong to leave. I get it. But what was the final decision? Why did you do it?
Well, Alex, let's talk about the cost of staying in Congress. And I'll tell you the cost that I've already paid. This is the cost that I've paid to represent my great district. My office has reported over 773 death threats to Capitol Police. These aren't death wishes like I wish you would die, Marjorie. These are direct death threats that are prosecutable by law. That is what I have had to live under, me and my family. And then fighting this trans issue on children, because of that, when I introduced this bill, I was swatted at my home dozens of times, not just once or twice like some people. I'm talking about dozens of times, and received more death threats. And there have been very many convictions. There's people serving time in prison right now for threatening to murder me and then pleading guilty to it when they went to court, Alex. So this is the cost of me staying in office. But I'll go even further. I spent 6 years supporting President Trump, spent millions of my own dollars supporting President Trump. I traveled the entire country, spoke at, I can't even count how many Trump rallies I spoke at. I cannot even tell you how many conferences I have spoke at, how many states I have visited defending President Trump. And I want to remind you, Alex, and everyone watching, I was one of the only Republicans that stood with President Trump after January 6th, when everybody else stabbed him in the back, turned their back on him, shook their hands and said they were finished with him and turned to support other Republican candidates for the next election in 2024. I was one of the only loyal, faithful people to President Trump, and I always have been. Now, here's the issue. Ever since he has become president, I have continued fighting for him here in Congress while he has been undermined time and time again. And I stood with the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, and I will never apologize for that. And I signed my name on a discharge petition to release the Epstein files. You want to know something? That is the right thing to do. I don't care about politics. I will stand with rape victims, women who were raped at 14 and 16 years old by rich, powerful elites. And I don't care whose name is on that list. I will stand with those women. And I'm so proud I did. But because I did that, Alex, literally in a matter of weeks, President Trump brings in the Al-Qaeda or ISIS terrorist, the new president of Syria, brings him into his office, embraces him and calls him a great man, sprays his Trump cologne all over him. Then he brings in the crown prince, MBS, brings him in, welcomes him in a warm reception. And he also brings in the newly elected mayor-elect of New York City, Mamdani, brings him in, loves that guy more than he can love anybody. And that was the matter of about a 2-week time span that he called me a traitor because I stood with the victims of Jeffrey Epstein and other rich, powerful men that passed them around in their circles.
Then he wonders why.
Hold on, I want to go further. You and I want to know what happened to me right after President Trump called me a traitor, and I'm not a traitor. I have a 98% voting record with Donald Trump, 98%. That's not a traitor. Let me tell you some of the other people. Just last week, 13 Republican colleagues of mine voted with Democrats to overturn one of President Trump's executive orders that takes away the president's ability to fire federal workers because they're unionized. 13 Republicans did that. And then that very night, last week, after they did that, they went and put on their little tuxedos and their ball gowns, and they strolled right into the White House for the White House Christmas party with Donald Trump. That happened. And then we also have the Indiana Republicans that voted against redistricting. Did he call them traitors and called a primary all of them? Did he call those 13 Republicans that overturned his executive order, did he call them traitors and threaten to primary them? No, he did not, Alex. But you know what he did to me? He called me a traitor because I stood with women that were raped at 14 and 16 years old by Jeffrey Epstein, who is a spy and worked for Israel and worked for this country and covered up many people's crimes and covered up all kinds of disgusting things. And we all know it. But here's the problem. After President Trump, who I've supported more, I've supported him more than any of these other people that put on a MAGA hat for the first time after he won the primary in 2024. Let me tell you what happened. I got a pipe bomb threat on my house. I got a pipe bomb threat on my family construction business. We had death threats coming in. Then to top it off, like a cherry on a sundae, all brought to me by President Trump, who I have supported and helped get him elected, by the way, I got direct death threats on my own son. My own son got direct death threats all because of Trump's words, Marjorie Traitor Greene. That came from President Trump, direct threats on my child. So when people say, why are you quitting, Marjorie? I want to ask all of you, what price do I have to pay? Do I have to get killed by Charlie Kirk, or even worse, watch my own son get assassinated like Charlie Kirk? No, I really want to ask the American people. I have paid a massive price, and I have done it unapologetically, and I have fought harder than anybody unapologetically. Alex, I am America first more than any single Republican elected in the House or the Senate, and I have laid it all on the line. But I want to ask you, Why should I try to help a president that calls me a traitor, and I'm fighting for his agenda? I'm even fighting for his agenda literally right now on my way out the door and trying to hand Republicans a victory that they can campaign against Democrats in 2026. But yet people want to attack me. Here's what people need to realize, Alex. It's the uniparty. No matter who is in charge, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter who is the speaker. It doesn't matter who is the leader in the Senate. The uniparty controls the deep state of this country, and nothing ever changes. And when you, the American people, learn that and stop sitting there behind a keyboard and being a keyboard cowboy and a keyboard warrior and venting all your little comments online, your comments do nothing. Your comments change nothing. This swamp up here in Washington doesn't care about you. It only uses you for your votes to hold and control power. It uses you for your donations that you scrape out of your pocketbook and mail in to dirty politicians that lie to you.
Well, Congresswoman Green, you're on fire.
And never deliver.
You're
on
fire.
They never change, Alex. They never change.
You're on fire. Your record's clear. Can Trump be saved? What happens in the midterms on this course run?
Well, you should be concerned, and everyone is concerned. And here's the issue, though. I am very much, this is how I feel. I only take responsibility for myself, my own words, and that's it. And Donald Trump needs to take responsibility for himself and his words. What he said about Rob Reiner, look, we don't agree with Rob Reiner politically, but what happened to his family is a horrific tragedy. It's the same thing that many American families face, drug addiction and mental illness. The president of the United States, if he said anything at all, his comments should have been empathy, and he should have thought about all the American families facing the nightmares that the Reiner family was facing every single day. And he should have strictly stuck with that and said, this is a terrible tragedy, and we are praying for the Reiner family, because there's children, right? The Reiners have other children that have been left behind in this horrific aftermath of a family murder.
Guys,
I'm sorry, all the good stuff. I'm not in a cult. I am not in a cult. People that think they have to defend every single letter or word or sentence of President Trump, if you think that's what you have to do, you are in a cult. I am not in a cult. I elected President Trump. I fought for him and put him in the White House. And again, I'll remind everybody, voted with him 98% of the time, put him in the White House because I believed in America first policies. I don't believe in fighting every foreign war. I do not believe in calling affordability crisis. I don't believe that's a hoax. I don't believe raping 14 and 16 year olds is a hoax. And I, you know, and President Trump, I went against him on bringing 600,000 Chinese foreign students.
No, continuing I understand. That so in Marjorie, in closing, you got to come back again soon.
H-1B visas. I don't support H-1B visas, and I don't support the state moratorium, AI state moratorium, taking away state rights on AI. I support state rights to regulate and make laws.
No, I agree.
On AI.
Let me stop you. You've always been on fire. You've always got a great record. Always gut level. Know you're good. My spirit tells me that. But in closing, you got to come back soon.
I have a 100% voting record, a conservative voting record, Alex. People need to judge me by my actions and not by garbage on social media.
Believe me, all my listeners, 90% love you. What I'm saying is, some claim you were doing this position for governor or the president. Clearly, you're saying you got to have some rest from the swamp. So explain it to people. Bottom line,
okay.
just what you're not leaving for some political career.
No. So Scott Jenkins, that you all see go on CNN, who, by the way, is actually a consultant for Mitch McConnell. Scott Jenkins is a Mitch McConnell consultant, has been for a very long time. I don't even know Scott Jenkins. I don't even talk to him. I don't have his cell phone number. He doesn't have my phone number. I don't call him. I don't text him. I've never met with him. This guy has been going on TV, I guess whatever networks he goes on, and he claims that the whole reason I'm doing this is because I'm mad at Trump over some governor's race or Senate race. That is the biggest lie. That is a 100% lie. I put out a statement way back in, I don't know, was it April or May, that I was not running for Senate because I don't want to have anything to do with the Senate, Alex. Look at it. It's a uniparty controlled disaster because of the filibuster.
And then Trump said
they
he talked to you on the phone.
I don't want to be a senator.
He said he talked to you on the phone and said don't run for Senate. Did that phone call not happen?
No, that's not true. I never talked to Donald Trump on the phone. He never told me verbatim, do not run for Senate. As a matter of fact, Alex, he said over and over at his own rallies in front of his giant audiences, he was like, she'd be a great senator one day. And then at another rally, he would say, she'd be a great governor one day. But I never called Donald Trump ever and asked him to endorse me for governor or Senate. I never
did. He just went with Jenkins.
This is a lie. It is a complete lie. And it's being told by people that are lying about me, and they have no clue what they're talking about because the White House is embarrassed by what Trump did to me. And they are trying to cover up their own embarrassment, and they're trying to make Donald Trump look good when in reality, he called me a traitor because of the Epstein files. It all goes down to the Epstein files, Alex.
Congresswoman,
and I'm
Congresswoman,
not running,
we got to go to break.
Let me tell you.
Hold on. Stay five more minutes. We got a hard break. I know the vote's coming up. Let me talk to you in the break. Remember, you fund this operation. I'm very thankful to you, and I'm challenging you, those that have supported, love the products, and those that have never gotten the products, to do your Christmas shopping with us. If you get your orders in by Friday, you're guaranteed to get it way before Christmas anywhere in the United States. Okay, because we ship out like a day after the orders come in, and most of the country gets it in 2 days. The rest three, Hawaii or Alaska, I think it's like four. So get your orders in now. The biggest sale so far, 60% off on the ultramethylene blue, on the Shilajit, on the Irish sea moss, incredible super nutrient compounds that just blow you away. You owe it to yourself to get it. Our information's strong, you know that. The products are just as strong and just as powerful. I'm challenging you to support the broadcast. Those of you who have never gotten a supplement, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Make the decision now. Get our ultramethylene blue. Get our Shilajit. Get our bovine colostrum. It's amazing. Experience it, and you're going to be hooked. And then we can continue on the air in a symbiotic relationship. But I need your help. Give yourself the gift of great health, clarity, and focus, and keeping powerful beacon of truth on the air. A 360 total win-win at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have limited edition fundraiser posters to keep us on the air at infowarsstore.com. I can't do this without you. You're not key. You're everything.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.